I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro in a solo show. It has been a wild time, hunkering down, removed from the world outside. Like so many of you, I've been overwhelmed by the volume of digital options that can keep us connected, the efforts to maintain continuity from online yoga and meditation to DJ spinning and late night shows producing at-home shows. The list is long and varied, but there's literally something for everyone. I've been experiencing video and screen burnout. While an absolute extrovert, I've noticed over the past few years that I need downtime, alone time, to recalibrate and re-energize. It's a delicate balance, and it varies a bit, but I've found what works. I've also come to understand how little it takes on some weeks to throw me off. Recently, I've been tired and I've had headaches, and I immediately tried to fight it by increasing my daily list of things to accomplish, the feeling of inadequacy when I couldn't check things off my list. You get where I'm going with this. So I pulled the plug on everything and just slept in for a few days. I couldn't show up for every Zoom call, class, and party. I needed a break. Last week, I had several phone conversations, no video, just a good old phone call. It was such a relief and took the pressure off. I didn't realize how much stress it had been causing. This new existence is teaching me how to find my isolation balance, just like my former active life required of me. So I invite you to stop and catch your breath. You deserve a rest. You will not win additional time in life. You do not get to extend on the back end. Just take a rest. Take a walk. Take a nap. Just be. That is my word I chose for this year. Be. I had no idea at the time how it would play into my life. I thought it would be a nice, quiet reminder to slow down, to take in all of the activity around me. I thought it would help me to stay present as I hopped on planes and went to meetings, trade shows, conferences. Who knew it was going to park me in my home to be without all of the outside distraction? Just being when it's already quiet can be difficult for many. It's startling if you aren't used to it. Whether flying solo like me or in a home with others, time spent with ourselves can be a new and unique experience. Maybe you were ready to start the voyage of looking within, or maybe it's scaring the crap out of you, possibly creating more anxiety. Either way, close your eyes, take a few breaths, put out your hand on your heart, and know you are alive. This is good. You're good. Maybe this time detached from the outside is an opportunity to attach to ourselves inside. Perhaps this is a chance to seek out the truth of who you are and what is right for you, based on what is true for you. Sit with that for a moment. What is true for you? Push aside the noise in your head to seek the deeper parts of yourself so that you can create and evolve. Let your gut guide you. Cultivating a deeper, more intimate relationship with ourselves is beautiful and scary. But what could possibly be better than letting ourselves be found and free to be? You would be amazed how light you'll feel when you let go of pretense. And for those of you who navigate life with this self-connected, open-hearted style, you are a guiding force for those around you. Wherever you are in the mix, don't stop seeding yourself for growth and reconsideration. Stay open, stay curious. That takes me to another development coming out of quarantine life, the health of marriages and partnerships. You know what I mean, It is highly likely that you are not used to spending this much consecutive time together. It doesn't work for everyone. That part is normal. However, I've heard from several people, and I've read this about others, that the reconsideration taking place is about the future of staying together or not. Before you go and call in the experts to dismantle your household, perhaps give thought to these questions. Do the people in your life celebrate your path, your success? Are they still in your corner lifting you up? Do you raise them up and celebrate them? Do you think you would be where you are in your life if you picked the same partner today? Go back to the moment when you first realized you love them, when you both decided to build a life together. If this is no longer where you want to be, if you are not able to continue building and growing together, then sit with them, look in their eyes, like you did when you wanted this life, and share that you feel this may no longer be true. Ask them how they feel and if you have been the partner they needed. Discuss what is desired now and if that can be rediscovered between you both. As Oprah states, and my friend Tony recently reminded us, turn your wounds into wisdom. Use what you know to be true and act from that place of soundness. Perhaps put on some music from a time when you were both happy together to set the tone. Music helps us connect to each other. And that takes me to my last segment, the power of music. Whether you are listening to slower, sadder songs or going hard on the head banging, music brings up all sorts of feelings inside of us. It can help us connect to the tender emotional parts of ourselves, make us cry it out, and it can fill us with energy and hope. It moves us like magic. We can shift our state of mind, awaken our bodies, and vibrate higher just by song selection. Music is food. Music is medicine. Music is deep. As you navigate the wide range of emotion during this strange yet lovely time, use music to soothe your soul and awaken your spirit. Dance and sing alone or have a full-blown family party. Let go and let Stevie Wonder in. Or the Beastie Boys, your choice. The point is, give yourself a break. Take quiet time to respond to what you are feeling and get off the mouse wheel for a minute to sort yourself out. You're not alone. We're all in this together. Sending love. Peace out. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.